My husband and I are unique among our environmentalist-type friends. Unlike most of them, we decided to have children. Not only that, but we had three of them. Now, at the time our two sons were born, having children seemed like the natural thing to do. But somewhere between number two and number three, we both became involved in environmental issues. So when I found out that I was pregnant with our third child, I had some deep concerns. I remember having a conversation with another environmentalist who has three children. I asked her how responsible we were being, given the population explosion and the state of the planet. She said she shared my concern, but realized that the next generation would need strong leaders with both the education and the commitment to carry on. Her job was to make sure that her children fulfilled that role. Her rationalization may appear to be self-serving, but to a large extent, she was right. In our current world of almost 6 billion souls, 20% of the population controls 86% of its wealth. By 2050, it's projected that 10% will control that wealth. I think the problem isn't one of too many babies, it's about unfair distribution of resources. Education, access to birth control, the things we take for granted here are what's needed now in the developing world. We made a step in the right direction 5 years ago at the UN Conference on Population and Development when $5.9 billion was committed towards international family planning. But to date, less than a quarter of that's been delivered. The developed nations, the U.S. in particular, have failed to put their money where their mouths are. What's interesting is that the shortfall is being made up by private donations. Ted Turner gave the U.N. a donation of $1 billion, and Bill Gates has set up a $2 billion foundation to fund health and population projects. That's the kind of initiative that we need. But it's coming from individuals, not government. Which brings me back to my point. I'm not saying that my kids are going to change the world, but at least I can teach them about caring and sharing. And that's clearly a lesson we all need to learn.